Hello everyone, my name is Wonsu Ezini. I'm the creative director and designer at Christo Apparel. This afternoon I have something I'd like to share with you. But before we go into that, I'd like to tell a little story about Jenkom. He is the founder of WhatsApp, but he later sold it to Facebook for $19 billion. He grew up very poor in Ukraine and didn't even have running water. After finding his skills in Silicon Valley, he was almost hired at Facebook but got passed over in the last interview. Instead of him sulking, Jane went to found WhatsApp. Jane is the epitome of hard work and never giving up. So what lesson can we learn from this? Don't take no for an answer. If you believe in yourself, keep going towards your goal. Know that once you complete it, you will have the satisfaction of succeeding. Even when others doubt you or they told you it won't be possible. So today, we'll be looking at perseverance. What does it mean? By way of introduction, I'd like to say perseverance, according to the dictionary, is not giving up. It is persistence and tenacity. The effort required to do something and keep doing it till the end. Even if it is hard. I'd like to equally add that perseverance is about pursuing a high goal and developing an ability to deal with setbacks and failure on the way. So I'd like to tell us that perseverance is a combination of two things, as mindset and habit. Mechanically, we can say it's about having the stamina to actually keep going and doing the right things. So what are we trying to say? You must have the energy, the desire to go forward in life, and with that you do the right thing. Okay, so mentally, it's about knowing where to go and how to deal with setback. Now listen, you know where you are going, all right, and you know how to deal with the challenges that will come before you on your journey. Okay, so very important, I want to add that perseverance alone will not make you successful, but without perseverance, you will never get anything or you never go anywhere. And with it, you can go further than most people. So, you need perseverance to go forward in your pursuit. Now, we have some key factors in perseverance. And I'd like to point out one for today. It says you must have a goal. You must have a goal. So I like to say that to persevere, one needs a larger goal in life. The large goal should not be your start-up or for your occupation, but in what you want to achieve generally. The larger the goal, the smaller the challenges will seem on the way. So what are we talking about? I'll say that having a large goal is not for your today, but for your future. So you're looking at your future and you're setting a large goal that will help you achieve it tomorrow. So it's not about where you are today, but where you are going to tomorrow. So listen to me, you can do anything you set your mind to do. Don't waste your time set a goal. Once you have your goal in mind, set a target, and that will help you and you will get closer and start working. I hope we enjoy this podcast and we'll continue from the key factors in perseverance next time. Thank you for listening to us. Bye for now.